Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and we've got Lindsay Perry with us once again. Before we get into today's question, it's a few days late. Things have been absolutely chaotic. I've obviously just got back from Port Elizabeth from Ironman South Africa, and my brain's still fried. But it's time to give away that lifetime membership for March to the Coach Perry online platform. And all you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/win if you'd like to win yourself one of those. And one of the things you need to do is leave us a review and a rating on iTunes, and that's exactly what Graham Mitchell did. Graham, thanks for yours. Gave us 5 stars. He said, "This is so amazing. What a resource. I'm an Old Mutual Two Oceans Marathon and Comrades novice. Too much information really throws me. This is to the point and simple, easy to follow. Because it's so simple, it even helps setting the mind and making me believe that I can do it. Top class." Graham Mitchell, you're top class, mate. Thank you very much. I'll be in touch via email to sort you out with your login details. You've won yourself a lifetime membership to the Coach Perry online community. Lindsay, let's get into today's question, and it's one from Hugo from within that community. And I think it's quite an interesting one on pacing. We spoke about it last week, and he says, how does one pace a race in practical terms, especially one like Comrades, where some sections on it are done at different paces to others? He says, when using a Garmin, for example, is it best to make a workout consisting of separate laps for each length or segment of the race on the pacing plan, or is there a better way? And next, if something begins to happen and the pace was wrong, adjusting that pace in the next segment may fix it, but may ruin the lap pace for that segment. With the segments all being different in length, it makes it quite confusing. And yeah, I mean, you know what it's like at Comrades, Lindsay. To do simple maths makes it hard. What's the easiest way to pace this thing?
Yeah, look, I mean, that does make it quite complicated. And it's nice to have an idea of roughly what you're targeting over certain sections, but you also don't want it to get too complicated. So, I mean, I have pacing charts that will be sold at the expo. And what I would do in this instance, because I've had quite a few dealings now with Hihu, and I understand a little bit of how his thinking is, and he does need things to be in their little boxes and quite precise. So for that sort of personality and needing that kind of thing, what I would look at doing is either making your own pacing chart or taking one of those from the expo, and then with a permanent marker, just making a notation of roughly the minutes per K that you're targeting over each segment. So doing it the way that, or trying to make it too complicated and setting it up in a watch, and you still within each segment are going to get fairly big fluctuations, because if we look at the Comrades route, there's in a 13K segment, for example, there may be quite a hard climb and quite a long downhill, and its net effect is that it's a slight downhill section. So then its net effect means that your average minutes per kilometer are going to be lower than the average that you're targeting over the whole race. But there's going to be a section that's going to be a lot slower, and there's going to be a section that's going to be a lot faster. And that's a difficult thing to like constantly monitor, and it's actually quite exhausting doing so. And so that's why I like to – a pacing chart is a guideline. It's not an exact science. And so we have different points on the route that we want to get to by a certain time. So if, for example – we've said that we're going to get to Caddo Ridge, which is at 30 Ks, and we're planning on getting there in 2.5 hours. If you get there in 2 hours and 27 minutes, it's a little bit quick. But if it's felt super, 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 super comfortable, then we don't panic. If you look at it and it feels, okay, it is a bit quick, and you're honest with yourself that you maybe were pushing just a little bit hard through that section, then you'll adjust slightly and run a bit slower through the next section, and that'll take you to halfway. I'm just using examples. I don't have the exact points in front of me, and you kind of recalibrate like that as we're going along. And so you're looking at broad guidelines of roughly the average pace that you want to be on a segment. And so that's perhaps not a bad way of doing it. If you want to be a little bit more precise, is rather than building segments into the watch, turn off your auto lap, and then have your pace showing the average pace for that particular segment. Then as you slow down or as you speed up, the average won't change much. And as long as your average is staying roughly within, you know, a couple of seconds either side is okay, then you're doing okay. And so have little landmarks that you're targeting to get to in certain times. And then, as I say, each lapped segment will give you a rough idea of how close you were to that average time. But it isn't exact. It's difficult to keep track of it K to K. And if you do try, unfortunately, it will be a mentally exhausting exercise.
Brilliant. Hoo-hoo. Best of luck. And we look forward to chatting again in that private Facebook group. Don't forget, if you'd like to join the Coach Perry online community, the website to get to, it's coachperry.com/join. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.